I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Wine, if you don't mind, in Seattle, 9 starters out, 10 regulars out. I gave the Redskins no chance. I feel like we follow them pretty closely, have a good beat on things.
Yeah.
Did you guys think that they were going to give Seattle a game, let alone pull off a stunner?
We thought game. We didn't know how long, because we thought with all those injuries and depth would be an issue, how long they could sustain. Because you have to remember, with Seattle, what you normally get is what you saw on Sunday, a battle where they're not scoring a ton of points, right? Because that's what they've turned into in recent years, where Seattle kind of relies on the magic of Russell Wilson to pull things out, but it's not necessarily a high-scoring game, except the week before was a flat-out shootout with Houston. So maybe we were sitting there thinking to ourselves, and I can't speak totally for Kevin, but I feel like we were kind of together on that. Maybe they figured it out. Maybe they know how to score now. This is what's going to happen, blah, blah, blah. So you kind of go into a game like that, as beat up as Washington was, you say, okay, can they get a half? Can we get a half out of this game? And we were optimistic that we would. And the reason being was Jay Gruden's demeanor. I mean, I'm so used to coaches, and you know, you guys know I've come out of the college ranks. You meet most college coaches that have that many guys beat up. What do you think they're like the week before that game? They're setting it up to let you know just how courageous their team is, and we got a million injuries, and you know this isn't going to go well, but we're going to fight them as hard as we can. Wink, wink. Make sure you take care of me, guys, because you know we don't have many guys. Jay Gruden never did that. You know, he said, yeah, well, he got a ton of injuries, and he didn't discount them. But he also said, you know, it's the NFL. You got to go play. And we're going to figure out a way to get that done by any means, right? And they did it. And I really give a ton of credit to Jay for setting the tone. And then I give a lot of credit, of course, to the team for following through on it.
So what do we take from last week, Charles, to apply to this coming week? Because Minnesota's got as good a defense, if not better, than Seattle in a lot of ways. Good luck. I mean, some Redskins are going to be healthier this week. It looks like you might get some relief there. But, man, oh, man, it's another pretty astronomical test.
It really is. But, you know, you get it at home. You ride some momentum off of what happened last week. I know the NFL is a week-to-week proposition. But human nature is also that they feel better about themselves. They pulled off something that people didn't expect. They went ahead and put up a great performance. And as you noted, they'll get a few guys back. It'll be similar in terms of what they'll have to battle, what they'll have to fight. But you have to remember, too, Case Keenum's having a nice year as the quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings. But you're not going into this game with the same – I mean, let's just be honest about it. Is the same trepidation going into it as you're getting ready for Russell Wilson? And you just went and dealt with Russell Wilson, right? So I don't think that they'll be going in with a major fear factor. The way Greg Minuski's coaching that defense and the way they're responding, not a lot of fear going on there at all. So I think that it's another one of those battles. And if you continue to get contributions from guys that are so-called unsung, I mean, I hope I didn't go overboard on Anthony Lanier, but I thought he played a heck of a game last week. I thought the inside pressure he provided was big, because he's making Russell Wilson flush. And in fact, I followed up this week watching Seattle's articles, and there was an article in there where Pete Carroll said, I'm hoping that Russell won't flush quite as fast sometimes, which was an interesting statement to me, because you've never heard Pete Carroll say that about Russell and pocket presence and what he's going to do. But I didn't think that Russell had much choice last week. I thought the way they were getting after him, he better get on his horse and get out of there.
A couple other guys on the defense, and in the telecast, you pointed to each of their performances, but I thought that were huge and bigger picture this year have been amazing acquisitions. Zach Brown at ILB and DJ Swearinger on the back end. They did not blitz Zach Brown. I'm sure you saw this on your film study most of the year, as much as they did from the interior in the A-gap last week. I thought that worked. I want to see more of that.
Yeah, I thought it worked, but I also thought it was a game plan deal, because with Wilson, if you want to really get to, when I say get to him, if you really want to have your best opportunities, as we saw on Sunday, you want him exiting left or right. Okay, those quarterbacks that can step up in the middle and make their plays that way, whether he steps up and climbs the pocket and throws it, or he steps up and takes off. I mean, we were all kids. We all went to school at one point, right? Shortest distance between, right? Shortest way between two places is a straight line, as opposed to that exit making them bow, which they did most of the day with Russell Wilson. So I think Zach Brown was used kind of partly spy and partly go force the action on that. Zach Brown was everywhere in that game. And I do believe that what I've seen from him is not just speed, because the speed is overwhelming at his position, but he brought a physicality to the game as well. And people had a tough time blocking him. And I really thought down the stretch, Greg Minuski's strategy to make him spy Russell Wilson, because he was getting pressure from other people. Zach, you spy him and you run with him. And that really stymied him on their last drive.
At CFD22 for our guest, Charles Davis, be on the call this weekend. Redskins take on the Vikings. Charles, your study this week leading up to the Vikings. Are there any cracks in this defense? We know they're good, and if Everson Griffin, who I guess didn't practice this week, is questionable, he doesn't play, that's a boon for the Redskins. But this is a good group. Where might the Redskins be able to attack? They've struggled so mightily running the ball. Where do you think there are holes?
Well, I watched Cleveland. I watched them against Cleveland in London, and Cleveland came out and threw some optical illusions at them early, as Hugh Jackson is wont to do as an offensive play caller, you know, spreading the offensive line out and showing some different things. And they actually got them in movement. And I think that if you're going to deal with Minnesota's front, you want them on the move. Stretch plays, you know, so a little bit of misdirection. Just get them moving one way so maybe you can push them and use their own momentum against them and cut back against the grain. Because that's how Cleveland scored on their first run. They got them in some movement stuff, got them on the go, kind of got them on their roller skates a little bit. And then they tried to make, you know, the cut back. Now you got a little wall in front of them. And off you went. I think if you're just going chest to chest with that defensive front, you're going to have problems. Because Linval Joseph is hard to move, man. That's a whole lot of man, okay? Tom Johnson, that's a whole lot of man trying to move him inside. Kind of reminds me of before StarCaps. Remember when Ted Washington, those guys were running around?
Yeah.
Boom. That's what you have with them. So that's where I think you have your opportunities. But they are a lot like a baseball team, guys. Linval Joseph at defensive tackle, Eric Kendricks at middle linebacker, Harrison Smith in the secondary, strong down the middle. You've got them at all three levels, all Pro Bowl-type players at those levels. Anthony Barr is a linebacker at the second level. Xavier Rhodes, corner. You know, you've got those types of players. You've got your challenges, but you've seen this Washington team. I mean, they're going to accept the challenge of Seattle. They're not going to back down and accepting challenge from Minnesota, as good as Minnesota is.
Charles Davis, one of the best in the business. Hey, before we let you go, you had a great view from the booth, but you also watched these games back in the All-22. Is Josh Doctson getting open, winning one-on-one? What do you make of how little
good question
he gets involved in the targets? Is that a Jay Gruden, Kirk Cousins thing? Is it a Josh Doctson thing? How do we fix that? Because he can make plays from time to time.
Yep. Well, I think consistency is the key. Because there's times when you see him do that. The route he ran against Shaquille Griffin, really was the game winner, right? Where he got on the side of him and he stacked him, you know, meaning he got really essentially Shaquille Griffin running behind him, and now he goes and makes a play on the ball and Griffin can't. That was a route that he won. Where I was really impressed was earlier in the game against Richard Sherman, where he had to be physical in that route.
He was getting mugged, yeah.
And he won that one and caught the ball. Those are the types of routes that he needs to take and build on. And the more that happens, I think the more Kirk Cousins is going to look in his direction. But if you're Kirk Cousins and you're getting the pressure you're getting with the offensive line in front of him, I mean, what's he been dumped 22 times already? This is a Washington front that, you know, over the years, the quarterback doesn't get hit a lot. But they are now because of the front. Well, in that case, he's got to get rid of it quicker. So where are you going to go with it? There's Chris Thompson. There's Vernon. there's Vernon Davis. I'm going to go with the guys that I'm used to. And also the guys that I trust. I think Doctson is starting to gain some of that trust. And the last thing I'll say, Terrell Pryor didn't have a monster impact on the game, but he had some, and that was something to build on. And I thought Jay Gruden did a really nice job of moving him with that big body and that frame he has inside and running some of those routes that Jordan Reed would have run. And I think that that helped them along the way. And then he picked up the pass interference against Sherman in the end zone to set up a touchdown for Robert Kelly. So he had some impact, and they needed it sorely from him and Doxson.
Charles, you're the best, man. We could talk to you for hours. Tell Kevin we said what's up and have a great call this weekend, bud.
That sounds great. You guys going to be there?
Yeah, I'll be at FedEx. I'll come. I'm going to be down on the sideline before the game, so I'll come up and say hello.
Okay, we look forward to seeing you, okay? That way we can dap it up a little, all right?
There we go. Sounds good. See you then.
Thank you, Charles.
All right, I'll see you guys there. Take care now.
Charles Davis is a stud. Love having him on Grant and Danny. Make sure you check out the telecast this weekend. I mean that. We have those guys on. We like them. But I do believe that is, at this point, my favorite telecast.
As good a pair going.
Are they considered the number two behind Aikman and Buck now on Fox? I think they are. That would be a dark
one. That's your two seed?
And they've gotten back-to-back Redskins games because they're playing Seattle and they're playing Minnesota. It's been some playoff-relevant football. There's a stat that's out today on the Redskins that you told me earlier that I want to get to that's going to surprise some people, but it's something you've got to know if you're a Redskins fan. We'll do that next on 106.7 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.